پایگاه فرهنگی اطلاع رسانی راسخون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأننا مسلمون.
In the verse I read to you from the Holy Quran, God Almighty says, "Inna dina indallahi al-Islam." So most certainly, the religion that is acceptable in the sight of God is Islam. Then what about Judaism? What about Christianity? Don't they exist? Are there no such faiths as Judaism and Christianity? I said, yes, not by name. These names didn't exist. You see, this word Judaism, where does it come from? You ask the Jew, the learned man of the Jew, ask him, where does this word Judaism originate? Is it in your Bible? The Bible of the Jews, the Old Testament. There are the first five books of this Old Testament called Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers and Deuteronomy. And these are supposed to be the Torah. We say Torah, the Jews say Torah. Torah means the law, these first five books. This is the fundamental, the basis of the teachings of Moses. Is this word Judaism to be found in the Torah? He says, no, it's not there. Is it in the Talmud? He says, no, it's not there. Is it in the Mishnah? He says, no, it's not there. Then where did you get it? Where did you get this term Judaism from? Did Moses hear this word Judaism? No, you never heard the term Judaism. If Moses was alive today, if we can meet personally, maybe in the hereafter, and if he had the opportunity of questioning him, he said, oh, Moses, tell us, what was your religion? What is the name of your religion that you are teaching? I do not expect him to say Judaism. Because the poor man, he never heard the word. He never heard the word Judaism in his life. What do I expect him to say is that my religion is a religion of total submission to God's will. A beautiful description, a lengthy description for the religion which he taught. Now one word for that in the Arabic language is Islam. He is giving a description, a religion of total submission to God's will. We say that word, one word for that in Arabic is Islam. Judaism comes from the word Judah. Judah, one of the sons of Jacob, Israel, Yaqub alayhi salam. And the people outside, they said that the religion followed by the children of Judah in Judea is Judaism. That's how this word Judaism came about. It's not in the Torah, it's not in the Talmud, it's not in the Mishnah. This is an invented word, concocted word. They concocted it and they liked the term and they adopted it. Judaism. But poor Moses, he never heard about Judaism. What about Christianity? If we have an opportunity, in his second coming, Jesus Christ, if we have a chance of asking him, he said, all right, oh Jesus, what is your religion? I do not expect him to say Christianity, because he also never heard the term. Believe me, in his lifetime he never heard the word Christianity. He never heard the word Christ. In his lifetime he never heard those terms. Do we expect him to say? We expect him to say that my religion is a religion of total submission to God's will. And one word for that in the Arabic language is Islam. That's all. His religion was Islam. The religion of Moses was Islam, and Moses was a Muslim. The religion of Jesus was Islam, and Jesus was a Muslim. Does that mean he was following Muhammad? No. A Muslim means one who submits to the will of God. Abraham was a Muslim. David was a Muslim. Solomon was a Muslim. Jesus was a Muslim. Muhammad was a Muslim. Anyone who submits to the will of God is a Muslim. The whole of nature is Muslim. They all submit to God's will. Man, often, of course, he goes against the will of God and he is not submissive. He says, I'm an atheist. He says, I'm agnostic. He says many things about himself. See, but nature, everything in nature, the sun, the moon, the stars, the plants, the planets, everything submits. And as such, in Islam, they are all Muslims. They bow to God's will. Man is the only exception. He rebels. So the religion, how about the way that the word Christianity comes from? Is it in the Bible? Holy Bible, the Christian tradition is not there. The word Christianity is not there. But there is the word Christians. It does occur. It occurs in the New Testament at Antioch. At Antioch, the enemies of the followers of Jesus, disparagingly they pointed to them, telling that these are Christians, implying that these are the worshippers of Christ. So they were called by the enemies Christians. Jesus didn't say I'm a Christian. He didn't tell his disciples you are Christians. No, he's the enemy saying that these are Christians, worshippers of Christ.
When faith enters into the heart, then Allah puts noor in the heart, light. And with that light, the heart can see what these eyes cannot see. And Allah, the one God, He declares, and we sent down the book, O Muhammad, sent down this Quran that it might explain all things. And for those who have the good sense and the wisdom, who make the effort to go into the book and study the book of Allah and search for that which explains and that which guides, and then they accept and they embrace and they apply it in their lives. Bushra lahum, good news and glad tidings for them.